Blog Talk Radio.
Faith Class Radio, a syndication of Urban Glory Campaigns. Growing faith, growing God. Urban Glory Campaigns is a faith-based organization founded by Reverend Lavonne Brelin with a global vision to reach the world that all may experience the glory of God. Visit us online at www.urbangloricampaigns.words.com.
There were many in the particular church that were not ready for what God had prepared for that generation. They were in a particular place appointed by the apostles and trusted with the word of the Lord Jesus Christ. There's something about being the church. Somewhere in history, we have lost the value of being the church. But I came with a message that there's something about this church.
All right,
Paul had written before, and he had written boldly because by that time he had rebuked them sharply. The words that were coming from his pulpit were not the accepted norm, but there was a word to prepare them for the future, and they were not prepared. They had a problem with him because he was small in stature, but firmer in faith. He was stronger in faith, and so they thought that he spoke big when he was away from them. But when he got to them, because he came meek and lowly, they had a hard time deciphering the message which he was giving. There was something about this ministry. In the first chapter, the first book of Corinthians, he rebukes them and says, by the time you ought to be doing this, you're not ready. And while I can speak, I couldn't even speak to you as spiritual people, because you are not being led by the Spirit of God. But if this gospel be here, well, it is here to them now, Lord, whom the God of this world has blinded their eyes, that the glorious gospel of the Lord Jesus should shine on them. There's something about being the church. There's something about being the church. And perhaps in modern culture, we have devalued what it means to be the church. drunk man sober up before he walked in the house of God. God is calling for us to maintain our righteousness and take a look at our convictions and be the church all the way. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Church, you take on that suffering. That suffering. the bottom moment for them not to be content. For the glory, for the glory that shall be revealed in us. And I thank God for the glory. Because the glory means the way of God. Somebody spent time in the presence of God and they learned that obedience was better than sacrifice. Somebody learned to depend on Jesus and during that time, God was able to work with them and show them what they need. Well, I dropped by this church to let you know the words that have come forth in the last year might have seemed hard, but it was preparing you for what lies ahead. It might have seemed like, why are the preacher dealing with this? Why are the preacher dealing with that? Because God wants you to be like that church. The weight of glory. God wants you to be like the people who would then transform the world, who would speak to the power that be. They call upon the name of the Lord. God wants you to be that church that cannot be moved by the traditions of men, which make the word of God another. God wants you to be the church that can speak truth to power. Power is rejecting the will of God. God wants you to be that church. That church like no other. You have a special ministry. And this is only the beginning. This is only the beginning. But when you have weight, you walk different. You talk different. You act different. You pray different. You study different. You seek different. You treat people different. You live right. You don't cheat. You don't lie. You don't steal. You don't kill. Yeah. you hang on to faith. Yeah. Learn what it means to be the church.
Yeah.
And tell God, thank him. And watch him work wonders before your eyes. This is not a thing. There's a reason why we gather, and it's to bring glory to his name. The whole saints will say glory to his name. Glory to his name. There to my heart was the blood of God. Glory to his name. Perhaps you don't know what I'm talking about. Call on Jesus. He'll answer prayer. Call on Jesus. He'll save your soul. Call on Jesus. He'll make you whole. Clap your hands, all you people.
To God be the glory for the life of our Savior Jesus Christ. Perhaps you listen to me give you a little historical thought. You heard the hype in my voice. At the end of the day, you need to come to the knowledge of the Lord Jesus. Romans 10:9-10 says that if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus Christ is Lord, and that God raised Jesus from the dead, you shall be saved. For with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Repeat after me, I confess with my mouth, and I believe in my heart, that Jesus Christ is Lord, and that God raised Jesus from the dead. I thank God for the work that he did for me.
If you just prayed that prayer, give us a call at our 24-hour prayer center. 202-709-PC4U. That's 202-709-7240.
Hello, this is LaVon Breland. In 2000, I decided to start a minister's fellowship that was very successful on social media networks of old. And recently, by the prompting of the Holy Spirit, the Lord told me to relaunch it in a more organized and consistent pattern. And I believe that I have a ministry to offer to ministers at their convenience. And it's simply by joining what we call The Call. The Call is an operation for ministers to collaborate on creative concepts that advance the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. I want you to join us on The Call. Get information about how you can be a part of it. You don't have to be in any type of affiliation. All you have to do is have a desire to be called for the ministry and seek the ministry to advance on earth as it is in heaven, because we're all about the kingdom of the Lord Jesus Christ. So we welcome you to join The Call and get involved in relevant revelatory training for today, so you can be the minister that God has called you to be, with the backing of a community of faith that has endless bounds. God bless you, and thank you for joining me on this call. Join us on The Call, The Call, The Call, The Call, The Call.
Sold to one that expected ownership eternal, the merchant being man, the first two, denying their very identity, submission to a loyally masked master called sin. Never to return again, hope divorced mankind, anonymous papers signed in the ground of Eden. Sovereignty looked in displeasure, and it echoed, "Where are you, Adam?" Cowardly words of blame at each other, male and female, started the gender battle that some remain in even to this day. But don't despair, because after the intermission of man's thousand-year journey, the master playwright continues with a hero, a messiah, a savior who causes the great symmetry of time. It starts over with him. Conquering sin in the flesh, he, like no other, could rip the partitioning wall that was built by the moment of shame in Eden, giving eternal access to man with the Father. Redeemed, redeemed, man is redeemed, the angelic choir sings with the harmonies this earth has yet to hear. It's clear, fear has no grip, death has lost its sting, let freedom ring, the song of redemption.
Psalm 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. For he knoweth our frame, he remembereth that we are dust. As for man, his days are as grass, as a flower of the field, so he flourisheth. For the wind passeth over it, and it is gone, and the place thereof shall know it no more. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness unto children's children, to such as keep his covenant, and to those that remember his commandments to do them. The Lord hath prepared his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom ruleth over all. Bless the Lord, ye his angels, that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. Bless ye the Lord, all ye his hosts, ye ministers of his, that do his pleasure. Bless the Lord, all his works in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul.